Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Called to be Better Than We Are.
Hello, this is Kieran Healy calling from St. Benedict Lodge, Mackenzie Bridge, Oregon. And some side things that people wouldn't know about. On September 7th, we had a fire here that almost burned down everything. It's 4 miles from us. And it went with the wind at 82 miles an hour to the west and cut us off for a month or so from Eugene. We had to evacuate the whole place during that time. But now, the 100-mile round trip to Eugene for groceries has turned into an incredible delay, as you have 3 and 4 stops of 20 minutes and half an hour as they're clearing the rocks and the trees from the side of the road, and all of that's going on. So along with the virus, which I mentioned in my talk, we're doubly cut off, and Lent has come all too soon for us as we try to work our way out of this. And so reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard it said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to the judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first to be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you'll be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." And so the difficult and very challenging gospel of the Lord. Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. We're called to be peacemakers, to be reconciled with brothers and sisters. History tells us that imprisonment for unpaid debts was not part of Jewish custom. That was more Roman law. But there was death of both parties for adultery, but this was probably not enacted. Scribes and Pharisees introduced as an example of those who do not practice what they preach. And so we have to place ourselves in a mirror to see that we don't have that happen to us. And it happens unconsciously all the time. This is much broader than the way I would examine my conscience very often. Are there really any big ones that I have to deal with? Often, the answer is no, and so I can pick and choose between the small faults and confess only my inadequacies. But what about my sins of omission? What about a certain spiritual dullness that allows me to see only the small faults and find the spiritual blindness that they cause simply unthinkable? Well, this is a good theme for this time of penance. I think our Lenten journey into the desert is meant to cause a certain awareness of our blindness of spirit and lead us to the vantage point where we might begin to see not only what is necessary, but what is really desirable in our spiritual journey. And this year, I would suggest that you don't even have to go into the desert. No, don't budge. This year, with the virus, the desert is brought to each one of us. With people dying at an alarming rate, the COVID epidemic has certainly gained our attention. As some have suggested, we can all become victims to COVID fatigue. This certainly is true for me, as the virus has all but shut down our retreat house where I work. Such a growing awareness of the destructive capacity of the virus has been causing me to ask some different questions, to probe some deeper possibilities. What to do when our normal ways of expressing friendship, recreating, and even the occasional party or dinner with friends, they're all shut down. First of all, I want to take a deeper look at the ways in which I live my life. Has this become just a little bit too comfortable? Then I would move on with the bigger picture. Are there conditions in our society and our world that simply cause the spiritual death of others? Perhaps I need to confront one or two of these issues or attitudes. I may have insulated myself against this and become quite comfortable in my evasion of the issue. One could look at the deplorable state of our national politics during the last few years, or take a look at the role of poverty or lack of health care or education or help for the virus in many parts of the world. Or perhaps we might want to take on the attitude of spiritual indifference, selfishness, narrowness of vision that cause such suffering both locally and throughout the world. Well, you may say, I give to one or two charities and my church takes care of many of these concerns. But perhaps we're beginning to realize that the job isn't really getting done in a satisfactory way. You could start with the threat of climate control, environmental concerns, and work your way down the line to us ordinary citizens who just don't have a clue as to how we might confront or change some of the larger issues that threaten us. Things are often out of control. The traditional custom of giving things up for Lent does not serve us very well here. Really, these things have already been taken away from us by the virus. No, I need to look into a change of our patterns and expectations for life and to move toward a solution. How do I spend my best energies and resources? Well, as a Dominican, I find that we do not always come up with practical solutions to problems. Rather, we pursue a contemplative approach and bring the mystery or problem into the presence of God and then let it go. This can place our concerns in a proper context. Usually, you do not get a direct solution for your problem or idea, but you have brought your insight or question or even mystery to God, and then you begin to see it in its proper context, and you come away with a certain sense of ballast and hopefully energy. Against the overwhelming wonder of the divine being, our problems and issues can get sorted out. Some of our common forms of prayer can help us enter a certain rhythm. Certainly the rosary can provide a helpful background for this. But I've always especially enjoyed our Dominican tradition of the sung choral office. Singing the psalms as we immerse ourselves in the words and poetry of God. As a young Dominican, I would often see some of the older fathers and brothers who were familiar with the sung office, and after a lifetime of practice, simply set the book or hymnal down on the choir, close their eyes, and just become a little bit lost in the beauty of the words and the music. As an active priest and pastor who often is leading in prayer, this is not always possible, but it still happens from time to time. And instead of leading the prayer, one is swept up into the rhythm and mystery of the beauty of that special moment that the music and songs provides. In my busy life as a pastor or leader of prayer, it's important not to be too busy. Good music really helps, as do people who are attentive and even ask good questions after Mass, or better yet, make some comments that can lead you on to even better things. So at this Lenten season, and in what seems to be just the middle of our trying to work our way through the terrible COVID time, it is so important to take the time, slow down the pace, and to become rooted once more in a prayer of silence, beauty, and even joy. And don't forget to share some of these moments with your friends and family. As you bring your gift to the altar, well, so often as I lean in prayer and stumble up the steps of the altar, what's really lacking is an awareness of what actually could be taking place. Rather than this or that intention, I might just present myself to the Lord in all my unworthiness, yet also in all that God has created in me. I might just rest in that contemplative moment and set aside any anxiousness in prayer and rest in the comfort of God's presence and beauty. We are embraced by the generous grasp of the Creator, and we rise to a sense of recognition in the extraordinary generosity and beauty and loveliness of our God. Let the gift of such sacred time bless your life during these days, in this holy Lenten season, as you bring this awareness and response of the Lord to the needs of our COVID world. May God bless you in all of this and raise you up in joy.